So here we are, Daf Yud Dalet, the second Megillah, and running ahead, we're up to Vayosar HaMelech et Tabaato, about one-fifth of the way down from the top. So it says, the next pasuk we're up to, the king takes off his ring, and basically that sets off a whole, that's a fuse, a whole change of matzev. Klal Yisrael does tshuva, there's been a half of the base of Migdash is rebuilt. Omer Baba Bar Kahana Gedola Hasarat Tabaat Yoter Me'arbaim V'shvona Neviim V'sheva Neviot Shenitna Nabulam Yisrael. That one act of taking off that signet ring made a bigger impact on Klal Yisrael than 48 Nevi'im, 7 Nevi'is, all of whom begged Klal Yisrael for all of these years to do teshuva. Shekulam lo yizirun lamuta. Nothing made any difference. V'lo asarat habat, v'siratan lamuta. Look at that. All it takes is a finger on a nuclear trigger. And Baruch Hashem, all of a sudden, everybody's good. Gets into your brains. Things are different. This is the Bali Musar, right? That this is why they were massacring v'sumei b'puria. This Purim is a day in which things are not intellectual. They finally get to you. They get to you. You need to be a little bit higher. Yeah, it's okay. So better leave sumei than to have the Meshuggah with his finger on the trigger. All those years, once we're talking about those 48 Nevi'im and 7 Nevi'is, there wasn't one change that they made that was an active mitzvah in Klal Yisrael, except for Mikra Megillah. I mean, everything else, basically, Takonis, there were Siyogim, there were Alofis, to make sure you're not Nifshah, but they're right there, there were, but what's, this was one thing that they added that's like out of nowhere, that you have to do this mitzvah. My Dorosh, Omrev Yobaravin, Omrev Yeshua Ben Korcha. They made a drasha like this. They said, look, it's Kalfa Chaymer. Umami Avdut Lecherut Amrinon Shiva. We went out from Mitzrayim and we got out only to save our lives. We basically got out to Pharaohs. And nonetheless, that's the whole Shira. The time came from there and from then on. Shira and Hallel. On that Hatzolah. So if Mami Abdus Lacheris Amin and Shira, Mimitala Chaim Lokoshikain, where Klal Yisrael is saved from a Gezerah of absolute destruction, certainly there should be a Chiyav of response to that and singing or telling over the story of our Hatzolah. Ask the Gemara, so if that's the case, so then Halal Nami Neima. Then why, in fact, don't we say Halal? Over here, we were metakein not only that at the time they said Shirat Hayam, that we have Shirat Hayam Bechlal as a zecher of that day, but also when it comes to Pesach, we also say Halal. Besides the Halal that we say for the Musaf, that we say for every hunter, we say Halal at night. We say Halal as part of the Agodah, so it means that there's a chiyuv to say Halal itself on Avdus Acheres. Of course, Shkein Purim, we should not say Halal. Answers the Gemara Lefi Shein Omrim Halal on Neshe B'chutz Larim. Halal, you can say, but you can't say Hallel. It should say Om Reb Yitzchak. There's three terutzim here. The first terutz is Reb Yitzchak terutz. We don't say Hallel because it's in Chutz Laretz. Wait a minute. Last I heard, wasn't Egypt in Chutz Laretz also? How does that work? It's the Gemara. Wait a minute. It's Yad Mitzrayim was the nation of Chutz Laretz. So Eche Amina Shira. How did we start with there? No, ask it to Tanya. The Brisa explains. Achalo Nifasu Yisrael LaOretz. Hukshu Kol Aratzot Lomar Shira. Obviously, there's a gradual increase in Kedusha, and Kedusha, the nature of Kedusha is specificity. So before, there was the Yichud of Eretz Yisrael for Klal Yisrael, so in every place was right to say Shira. But Misha Nichmas of Yisrael Aretz, we're going to say Shira, it's something called Torah. Lo Shuru Kol Aretz, Lomar Shira.
Interesting that they say Huch Shuru, like that had to be Machshir everything to say Shira. It would have been sort of enough to say, like, once Eretz Yisrael was Nichmas, then, you know, that's the place. But you have to be Machshir, it needed a Pech, it needed...
Yeah, I know from that. It's a very nice idea. Beautiful. Well, I mean, look, it's interesting. The way the Rambam brings down what Scott is asking of the Chazal has been fascinating about all along. And you see, the Gemara was very concerned with the idea of Sofim Omru, Ein Novi Roshay Mechadish Dover. I mean, nothing comes to me, Mechadish Dover is going to be Chayav Nisa. I mean, what's the chance to say even the slightest thing? He tells you, Sakaloka that came to him in Hashemayim, you kill him. What's his business? And then we mentioned in Yerushalmi, Mamish asks these questions here. Here's only Marami's question by bringing in the Sugya Mansbach immediately. And here, once again, another remnant. And I mean, again, the way the Rambam brings it, he just brings it as a davar pashut, because the whole union of Baal Tosif is clearly only where you're saying that this was told to us by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you don't say it was told to us by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so, Why can't they make a takana bichlal? And he brings over there, very interestingly, in the description of Baal Tosef, he brings over there the pischa lahai parshata that we had before, which was the first pischa. We should try to make always a zecher that the chol ha'amim, what it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us, and so on. So there is a getter. I think the only reason the Gemara is putting it this way is because it's so similar to an actual creation of like a new Torah. You know, we're reading a sefer and so on, we're giving you kedusha. But that itself is not, as long as you don't say it's coming min hashamayim, there's no real problem. It's the tzura of it that is so dramatically different than any other inyan of siyog and takana that we had, that leads the Rambam to focus specifically on that and hear the Gemara, because Babi is basing it on the Gemara. Rav Nachman Amar Kriyata Zohi Alila. I mean, we'll see when we, Bezrat Hashem, we get to the, maybe before Purim, maybe when we make the Siyam, we'll talk a little bit more about Chibur, Tereshub, Ixavim, Tereshub, Alpe, that comes through the Megillah. So Rav Nachman Amar Kriyata Zohi Alila. Rav Nachman says, what do you mean? We do say Halal. This is not Halal. The Halal is the Kriyas HaMegillah. Who said Halal has to be specifically these psukim? Halal is a way in which a person expresses his awareness that comes forth with the Torah that's done to him. What more beautiful Halal is than to say over the actual story? To give over the diyukim of all the hashgach and the events and the unbelievable nays that took place. That's the best Halal. Rava Amar. Rava says the reason we don't say Halal. Why don't we say Halal? Because the Halal is meant to be something that is complete. On a nays that is open and finished. So you say Halalu Avdei Hashem. That's the whole point. We used to be Avdei Paro, now we're Avdei Hashem. What are you going to say over here? Halalu Avdei Hashem v'lo Avdei Achashverosh. Akadei Avdei Achashverosh. We're still the Avonim Achashverosh. Because we never got out of that mess. You say, okay, but at least we're able to build a mess. Yeah, but I mean what? The Condoleezza Rice is here and nobody can drive their car. That's considered to be a Yetziah Mi'avdus L'Cheiros. We're still Avonim. So the only thing is that you put a better face on it. You can't say Halalu on that.
Right. Huh? That's what we said, like in the Hilo, right?
Right, exactly. Bein LaRava, Bein LaRav Nachman. Gosh. First of all, it's an interesting thing. This comes out, and the Meiri points this out, La'aloch even, that the machlokis over here between Rav Nachman and Rava is the machlokis Lamaisa. Because if Rava says Kriyata Zuilu, so how about if a guy doesn't have a Megillah? According to that, he should say Halal, because he can't do the Kriya, so he's still Chayv and Halal. There's an overall Chayv of Halal. But according to Rava, no, it's not Roy to say Halal. So the question is, which Teretz of the Gemara is meant Lamaisa? So the Meiri Taka says, the Iker Teretz is really like Rava. We should say it's not like it's like Rav Nachman, it's Rebbe, and we should say Halal in these cases. There were others who tain it, but it's not. It's a question of the Takona. It wasn't the question that the Etzem is a Piyuv of Halal. And now the only thing is you can deflect that Piyuv by saying the Megillah. It's not a Be'etz of it. Depends how they were metakein it. We can't say that in an individual case, we can't say the Megillah. Say there's a Chiyuv to say Halal. But others say in a Chinami. The Chiyuv of Halal, we say, we saw him so, is that Hitkinu Nevi'im Shebeinayim Shal Kol Tzarav Tzara Shalot Avol. So you say Halal. So it means there is a standing takonah from the Yemei Nevi'im to say Halal. And the only reason that we're not saying that particular Nusa of Halal is indeed because we're learning the Megillah. If you don't have the Megillah, then maybe you should say. There are those who are takonah, Galo Kolomaisa, to say Halal, but not with the bracha.
There's one more person in this.
Yeah, especially with that Chassam Sefer, that there's an Indian, two separate Inyonim in there. There's a general Indian of the response from Mechuyah to make. She bases on this Gemara of the Kal V'Chaymer. This Kal V'Chaymer has nothing to do with the takonah. This Kal V'Chaymer is true whether they were made a takonah or not. That's how he explains the difference between Purim Katan and Purim. B'manavshat, right? That was his question. B'manavshat. If you're keeping Purim Katan, so then why not keep it with all of the dinim? Meaning the outer region. Yeah. So well, you should keep it with all of the dinim. And if you're not, you're saying that it's not adar. So then what are you playing around? I mean, it's either or. So that was his brilliant kiddush. Is that no? On the contrary, from this gemara, it's two completely different dinims. That general halacha of the Kal V'Chaymer that a person is mechuyav to make his ikar and lanei. That's true. And for that, you have to say, Zeriz and Magdim and the Mitzvahs, which is why before we said, you're not going to be Deicha Mitzvah. That was good for the Sforah to say, Mitzvah Shabbala Yotzka, why aren't I Bekhaim it now? Put it off to other Shani because of the Sforah, that Gula should be better, that it should be one Gula next to the other Gula. Who says? Mashenka, when you're making the Takona, that's something else to make the Takona, whatever is more Roy in terms of the Gula. So there you could say, Mitzvah Gula Zadifi, but still the original Chiyuv remains on you. So over there, because once the Mitzvah is there, you're not Deicha Mitzvah, so you still keep. At least a sinyan. Some say even to make a suda. You mentioned Rambam says, never hurts to have an extra suda. Don't blame Mishta Tamim. He's always pardoned. That's the svara for never saying Tachanan, right?
Never
yeah, it's always a pardon.
I can't agree.
Yeah.
Yes, the Gemara discusses Chanukah separately. In Yuma, we talk about that. That's a completely different circle. Here we're talking about Nisim Aksuvim. Over there, we're talking about the Nisim. This is Sofa Nisim. Okay, so the different standards over there. The Halal is that's the Iker Takana of Halal.
Different reason for Halal.
Yeah, it's Hodah. It's a whole new Takana. That's why the Dinim of Halal are brought not in Hilchos Tefillah. They're brought in Hilchos Chanukah. Rambam brings all the Dinim of Halal to Chanukah because that's the main Takana of a complete new idea of Halal. But here we're talking about Sam this Halal of Yetzia Miabdus. Okay. No, he says the bracha on the nate. Yeah, here it's all Yisroel. Says the bracha on the nate. Yeah, but that's not a Yisroel. That's not particularly Yisroel. Right. So it says over here. It says the Gemara. 1 second. So now, Bein LaRava, Bein LaRenachman. But wait a second. Rava and Renachman are not taking. They're not cognizant of the bright. I mean, not tiny. What are they? I mean, what are they giving others for us for? I mean, you can't say Shira. We're saying, we do say Shira. We're not supposed to say Shira. That's because Kivan Shigolo Chosu Shira Risha. It's not a din in having come into Eretz Yisrael. It's a din in where you are. So if you left Eretz Yisrael, so again, now you're back into an Oretz that is Mukshir, unfortunately, for holding Jews. Normally it isn't. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends us into Golis, and now that land becomes Mukshir with a certain level of Kedusha. To be saved, though, the presence of Yisrael with the other things that Yisrael has to do. So when they said Yerushalayim to Lita, they weren't kidding. There is. That's your deity. It's like a Hukshir. We did something to make it kosher. To be confused. No, that's very interesting. It could be that that's why when we go back to these places, we don't sense any darga fiducia at all.
Disgusting.
Mamish disgusting. What's it shy for Jews to live in such a place? That's horrifying, right? But Lemaisa, at the time, it wasn't like that. When there were 100,000 Yidden that were sitting over there in Prague, it wasn't the Prague that you see today. It was Hoksha. No longer Hoksha. Ask the Gemara, Vetuleka, what you're saying, there were only 48 Nevi'im. Why even take a look in the door of Shmuel? It says over there, Vayi ish echad min haramatayim tzofim, is the way we begin the story over there. Well, what's this Lashon? This is Shmuel's daddy already. So this is the Lashon, Ramatayim, we darshan over there, echad min matayim tzofim. By the way, that's the tzofim Amru, same Lashon that we had early by the Lashon of Mansabah. And this was in his door already. One out of 200 Nevi'im, you're talking about 48 Nevi'im. The Veshach Kol HaDeiros, the Nevi'im didn't even start, basically, until Shmuel, that we know about. The first 3 years of Hashem Beshilo. What's going on over here? No, me havi tuva. Of course, there were plenty of Nevi'im. What are you kidding? You think there were only 200 Nevi'im? Kiritanya, Arbein Nevi'im, Amdulan, Yisrael, Kiflayim, Keotzi, Bitzrayim, millions of Nevi'im. But Nevua, Shehutzuka, Ladeira, is Nichtava, Shalom, Hutzuka, Loy, Nichtava. What we're saying is like this. Matayim Tzofim, that was means in the door right then, when Shmuel was born. We're Matayim Tzofim. Then you had over the Deiris, millions of Nevi'im. Why do we list 48 Nevi'im? Because 48 Nevi'im are written down. We mention words that are Nogea, 48 Nevi'im. Those are things that were told of Deiris. The millions of other Nevi'im, it could be a Navi who was a Navi only long enough to tell somebody where his lost wallet is. It's also a Navi. It's a Rambam. A Navi can come for the smallest thing. No, it's a small thing. Yeah. You get a lot of shaitan in a Nevi'im nowadays.
That's not a
Navi. That's called psychic sensitivity. Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni Amri. You should know I once did that myself. I once did that myself.
Put a mezuzah in upside
down. No, I told somebody. There's a mezuzah and it was true. The guy's been a little nervous about me.
Like, I'm a little nervous.
I was pretty shocked myself.
Yeah.
I don't know where it fell into my head. There's all kinds of shaitan in this world. So, Rav Chanin Omar, what's the pshat of... I'm sorry, I skipped over here. Rav Shmuel Nachmeni Omar, the meaning of Ramatayim mitzofim is Adam haba mishtei ramot shetzofot zolazo. What we're talking about over here is a description of a particular geographic formation. And that's what Ramatayim mitzofim means, two ramot facing one another. It's not a remez and a mean b'chol. Yeah, it's a Parshat Pshat. And Rav Chanin Omar, it means Adam Abba Mibnei Adam Sha'omdim Beruma Shalolam. No. It is a remez. It's a meaningful thing. It's a meaning that it's coming to tell me where he comes from. He comes from someone who is on a spot where he can look down at the world. And who's that? That's Bnei Kerah. That was right. From Kerah came Shmuel, and that was the whole reason that Kerah was nixed. Oh, he said all of his gedula is coming. Man, it can't be that I'm going to lose. My show will win. And he didn't realize it was his children that were also Shuvah. And then when the earth opened up, so it was Mokum, these Batsalim began him. So they stood basically on a ramah in the middle of Gehenna. So that allowed them to look down everyone else that had fallen down. So that's Bnei Kerach Loi Meisa. That's the pshat. Tana, Mishum Rabbeinu Makom Nitvatzer Lahem Begeinom V'Yamdu Alav. So that's the Imram HaTayim Sofim, that the children of Kerach were able to stand on a platform, so to speak, in Gehenna, and they survived.
That as opposed to the others, they didn't separate themselves? They stood there.
Those who didn't separate themselves.
No, but I'm saying they separated themselves, they didn't need this other place.
No, they didn't separate themselves.
They did?
They didn't.
They stood with Korah.
Yeah. It says in the Medrash that what they did was, the thing that they did, is that they stood up for Moshe. They stood up for Moshe. They physically stood for Moshe, despite the fact that they said, what are we going to do? If we stand up for Moshe, that's helping our father. The other hand, how can you not stand up for Moshe? So they made a choice to stand up for Moshe, and that already was mightier than driven at that moment. It was that Moshe to save their life.
Even though when Moshe Rabbeinu said, right. they didn't.
It says, Kofshu Panayim Vakarka, pretended not to, and then they realized they can't do that. They tried to avoid the whole issue. Then they said, no, we're going to make a stand. They made a stand. They ended up standing. Who are the seven Nevi'ot? Sheva Nevi'ot, my name. Actually, you have Sora, Miriam, Devorah, Chana, Abigail, Hulda, and Esther. We'll show you each one of them was a Nevi'ot. Sora, it says, first of all, it calls her Yiska. It says, Avi Milka, Avi Yiska. And Rabbi Yitzchak said, why is Yiska, what's the name of Yiska? Yiska is actually Sora. The reason she's called Yiska is Shesachta B'ruach HaKodesh. The lotion of Socha means to be able to see far off, its perspective. And it's used for a superhuman perspective. And we see this clearly. The meaning of Bikola is a special call that is in her, the call of Ruach HaKodesh. Rashi says, L'kol Ruach HaKodesh Shabbat.
My wife's favorite.
Exactly, and it's a riot that they're wrong, right? They all the wives use this.
Yeah, no,
Bikola.
But she's not. She wanted to put it on our way.
I hear, but I mean, that's the whole point. It can't mean to listen to Sora. It's got to mean to listen to the Ruach HaKodesh that's in Sora. They all go around quoting. Now, you got a real problem.
Yeah.
The other ones can only say Shema Bekola, but you know, imagine a girl called Yiska. There are such.
Oh, sure.
No, yeah. And then they really got the Shema Bekola now. Dobracha Yiska, another reason that they called her Yiska, because she was so beautiful. Shako Sochin, yeah, everybody was talking about how beautiful she was. Miriam, how do we know Miriam? It says, I think I have Miriam, Hanivia. You want to see how it relates to her as a Nivia. Because Rachot Aaron. What was that supposed to be? Rachot Aaron, Rachot Moshe. I mean, here's the moment that Moshe Rabbeinu was saying Shira. She's going ahead now. She takes the top. So why don't we call her Achot Moshe, at least her Achot Aaron and Moshe? Or Nachon or Meram. No, that's the whole point. It's Meram is their Nevias. Shaitan mit Naba'ah kishehi Achot Aaron. While she was only Achot Aaron, meaning that Moshe wasn't born. So at that point, she said, Atidai Mashet Eleit Bein, Shioshiat Yisrael. She had the Nevias that Moshe would be born. And then, when Moshe was born, Shashen Noladit Malei Kol HaBayit Kulo Ora, the whole house became filled with light. So her father saw that it was indeed a tremendous Gilu Yashchina Amad Aviyam Anashkal Rosha. The father came and gave her a kiss. Amarla Bitinit Kaiman Nivuatech. I see that you were speaking Baruch HaKodesh. Then, even Shishlichua LeYor, when they took Moshe and put him into the Yor, so then the parents had given up hope, basically. So Amad Aviyam Anashkal Rosha. Then her father came along and bopped her on the head. Amarla Biti Hecha Nivuatech. So where's your Nevias? Big Nevias you are. Hainu Dechtiv, and that's exactly why it says Vatitatzeva Chotom Mirachok L'de'a. What's L'de'a? L'adat Maya Ebesov Nivuat. The point over here wasn't curiosity. She wanted to know that she was wanted to know what's going to happen. What's it to see? L'de'a. She knew that she was a Nevi'ah. Mela, somebody else can have doubts. Her father thinks who's this 5-year-old picture, what she knows about what's going on. She's imagining that she's having Nevi'ah. It's a wee girl. But she knew that she was a Nevi'ah. So there was L'de'a. There needed to be now a Chibur to das of what it is that's happening. And she felt the responsibility. That's why later on. In other words, she took her Nevi'ah as being also a tzivui. And indeed, she now becomes actively involved in saving Moshe. So when Paro's daughter takes her, she runs over and she makes the deal. Let me call you. I'll call you somebody. Nurse him. That's basically how the Moshe developed from that point on. Devorah. Dechtivu Devorah e isha nivi'ah. Second enough, Ryan. Eshet lapidot. Why do they call it? What's Eshet lapidot mean? Eshet lapidot mean shaita osa petiulot lemigdash. So lapidot. So she would make the petiulot. Loshon of tiyo and loshon of a lapid. So at the time of Mishkan Shiloh, which wasn't yet the Beis Hamikdash, at the time of Mishkan Shiloh, she was involved in the or. And he or Shevet Tachat, what is this? Tachat Tomer Devorah. Why underneath a palm tree? Maishna Tachas Tomer. We make such a big fuss of it. Whatever. She's under the tree. Omer Shimon Ben Avshon. No, the whole point over here is a palm tree. The leaves are very high. So that means that you never get into a situation where you're shielded by the tree. So people would come to talk to her. You know, what is she doing over there? It's a Mishum Yichud. The branches come down. People can't see what she's doing. So therefore, where she felt it wasn't right, since people are going to be coming to ask her questions and so on. She should sit bedafka at a place that's, even though it's shaded, but it's exposed. So that's a tomer. Mishum yichud. Dover acher. Another thing is that it's a remez. We know that we saw earlier that lulav is a low lev, right? They know the lev echad laviv shuba shemayim. Same thing. It's a tomer. The tomer is there. You know how the lev echad. A tomer doesn't have sap runs directly through the middle. It doesn't turn to the side like it does in other trees. Four branch, no branch. So you have the heart of the palm go straight up. So it only has one heart. So too, af yisrael shabosu ador lo hayalem al lev echad laviv shuba shemayim. And she wanted to be ma'ir rachme shemayim on the door and to be megala the darga of the door, which is what a navi always does. He represents the darga of that door. So he sat under the schus of that door, so to speak. That's not
necessary. So why are all these drushes over here? It's
a Nevi'ah.
It says Miriam
a Nevi'ah.
It's a
Vara
a
Nevi'ah. No. We're not bringing a riot that she's a Nevi'ah right. From here.
So
once it brings it up, we want to show her chibur to them. What is her connection to the door in her Nevi'ah? Because we just said there may have been lots of Nevi'ahs. Maybe there were hundreds of thousands of Nevi'ahs. We're saying there's something over this Nitzruch HaLaderes. So already we start focusing on what is it telling us about her. It's not that this is a riot. But how does this prove she's a Nevi'ah? It's the word Nevi'ah that proves a Nevi'ah. Chana. How do we know Chana was a Nevi'ah? Dechtiva titvalil Chana v'tomara. Latzli biva Hashem. Rama karni biva Hashem. Now Tosis points out the truth is the whole shir of Chana is full of Nevi'ahs. Talks about Zadcherev there. Talks about Haman there. I mean, it's got, we could have brought all of that. The whole Targum Yonason refers to the various Nevi'ahs of all of the lines there. Whatever. Tosis says we just wanted to show that even the opening already is Nevi'ah. The very first words. It's that Rama karni biva Hashem. What's saying karni? Rama karni v'lo Rama pachi. L'maisa my child Shmuel. He went ahead and he used the Shemana Misha twice. Once with a Karen, but once with a Pach. So where he used the Karen, then it worked. Where he used the Pach, it didn't work. So David and Shlomo were Nimshu b'Karen. Nimshu Machus. Shaul and Yehu were Nimshu b'Pach. You'll notice a lot of Nimshu Machus. She saw Benavias what was going to happen. Even though, I mean, this was already before Shmuel had done anything, obviously. David and Shlomo. Oh, sorry. Ein kadosh kashem ki ein bil techa. What does she mean by ein bil techa? Al tikri bil techa. Ein levalotecha. Shloki midat hakadosh baruch hu midat basar v'dam. Midat basar v'dam maasei adav mivalim oto. No, a person does something. So the whole drive for a person to do something is to somehow escape death. He's going to do something that will be there forever. And the truth is usually what it is that a person achieves outlives him. Guy builds a house. He dies, the house goes on. But hakadosh baruch hu is not that way. Hakadosh baruch hu makes an oilam. The oilam wears itself out in his bottle. And he is kayem. So hu mevala maasei adav. Ve'in tzur keloheinu. Use that as in Sayag Yelukenu. Adam Tsar Tsarag Ave HaKadosh. Hey, a fantastic painter. All right, so he's got a little superficial image over there. I mean, what's he going to do with it? Ener Yachola Tilba Ruach B'Neshama. It's going to make it alive. They're going to put in the Kravayim and B'nei Me'ayim. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu not only does a beautiful job of painting, he even does it three-dimensional within another three-dimensional space. He's Tsar Tzura B'Toch Tzura. Here's the mother is pregnant, and inside of that space he makes another Tzura. And in that Tzura he puts in Ruach and Neshama, Kravayim of Nemeayim. That's what she was singing about. Obviously, her sensitivity over here was to pregnancy and to birth. I mean, that was very good. That was her song. Abigail, this one's good for you, David. Abigail, the theme. The ayah, Yirochevet alachamor, the oredet b'seteraha. That is a strange story. So she is going down in the secrets. What do you mean, the secrets of the mountain? She just say, Yoredet b'nahar. What's the minas seter? Omar Rabba Bashmul, she was going out to ask Akasha and Hilchas Nida. You want to ask a shayla, I mean, Hilchas Nida. So she went al iske dam, abba minas starim. So seter is always something private, something hidden. So not la dam, she takes Dam Nida is her atalo, and she pretends she's got a shayla. Is this dam tor? Is it not? Oh, Marlasi looks at her like she's crazy. Chimarim dam balayla. I said, what's it? I might expect the whole idea is to be able to see the dam. How can you be Mara dam balayla? Amra lo. So she asked him if he done him din in fasha balayla. You want to kill my husband? He's aishas naval. You have a right to pask in the halach at night. Ain't done him din in fasha balayla. Says laboka mishpat. Oh, Marla. So he said to her, I don't have to judge him. He's a married b'malchus, and a married b'malchus does not follow the normal dinim of judging. What's that from the dinim? Amra lo, so she said to him, Adayin Shaul Kayam. That's good for what you have to judge. Shaul is still alive. As far as everybody's concerned, the melech is Shaul. So you're saying, oh, yeah, but Mikra Din, I mean, I was already named Shachar. But so every time Dick and Harry's supposed to make this lumpus, and they're supposed to know the real king is this guy who keeps running away with his band of Indians, that the king keeps chasing, and he's running away hiding. He's the king. And the other guy, he's the imposter. No, I'm not so sure that everybody understands that. Adayin lo yatzati vachaba olam. It has not yet become clear
I mean, the coins have your picture on it. Last I saw, the coins have Shaul's picture. It's not Mela. When you sign the dollar bills, Tiva's is coinage. You sign the dollar bills, then we'll talk about Merib Malchus.
So therefore, it's not Merib Malchus. Therefore, he can't judge.
Therefore, it's not Merib Malchus. He doesn't mean he has no idea. He doesn't have any idea that you're a Mela. He's treating you like a runaway.
But also, he couldn't judge.
Right? That's right. No, he can judge with a bezdin, right? Yeah, I mean, Tosis explains the Gemara doesn't really mean what it's saying over here because I mean, there'd be a number of things that don't make sense of it. And first of all, how can you're not meishiv a melech b'din v'chlal normally, and you have to be don even if he's a merib malchus. I mean, why don't you have to still have to don him over dinner? I can go decide to cut off his head. So he's saying that the Tosis says ain't circle b'dain. It doesn't mean you don't need to don chas v'shalom. Just do whatever you want. It means it doesn't have the halachas of waiting till the next day. They started it in B'yayin. Normally, you have to wait till the next day to give it a chance to see if you matzil and find a schus and so on. You don't have to be machapis for schus on a merib malchus. If it's a merib malchus, so that, you know, he took his life into his own hands. He could be gomer even B'yayin. That was the shaila. He was saying that. So okay, so we finished. We have to wait till tomorrow. Because of that, it also makes sense that David was able to be there, even though the melech is not done, but he's able to be yoshev because it's a merib malchus. Then there's no pagam in the king sitting there and not saying anything. After all, I mean, look, I'm not going to say anything. This is no gay me personal. It's not my business to worry about it. You guys take care of it. Normally, for a king who's not allowed to open his mouth in the din, for him to sit there and to look like a dumkopf when everybody else is sitting and discussing the din, it's not the fikvayde. So we don't allow the melech to be yoshev on edrich. So over here, the whole thing basically is tied together. So she said, you had no right to be goymer the din. He said, I did have a right to be goymer the din. So she said, but that's good for the din. You have to be mechapis chus. I'm telling you, maybe it doesn't have a din b'chlal of a merit b'malchus. Amarlan, that's when he said to her, Boruch ta'amech uvrucha asher kilitini hayom hazeh mibo badamim. Thank God for you who saved me today from getting into trouble for damim. Damim is tarte mashomim. There were two damim. So Ella, what does this teach us? Something else. Malamit shegiltat shoka v'halach lohora shalosh parsa. She was so beautiful that she had uncovered her leg for a moment. And for three parsa, the world shined. So he went bananas over. Amarla Yisham Ili. So maybe we ought to take advantage of this little moment. Amra Loza, she said to him, hey, listen here, you got enough problems, buddy. Lotie Zot Lakalafukad. You don't want to get messed up by this one. Zot Bechlavi Kakrita. In other words, she foresaw he was going to get into trouble with Batsheva. Umayni Umaisa the Batsheva. Umaskanachi Avin. Indeed, it was that way. So that means that she had foreseen the future. So obviously, she must have been Nevia. Tosva says, well, I mean, it sounds a little bit exaggerated. To go for it. You know, what is going to be going over here for 12 kilometers with the light shining? Come on. And anyway, how does she uncover her leg? I mean, what does this mean? It means, he says, there's a girsa, which doesn't say la'ora. It says le'ura, meaning to her heat. He got so turned on that he went for 12 kilometers, couldn't get his mind off of her. That's the shot. So that it wasn't referring to a giloy of or, it was referring to his being turned on by her beauty. It was a giloy in that time. He got turned on. That's the old story of the Zen, the two Zen masters. These two masters are walking together, and there's a woman on the other side of the river, and he throws her. One of the masters goes over and picks her up, puts her on the shoulder, takes her up, puts her down. Good. The other one, he's a maid. How do you do such a thing? Okay, but he doesn't say anything. Finally, they walk three parts. Sorry. Finally, the other guy gets up and gets to ask her. He says, how could you do something like that? So he says to him, what, I put her down, you're still carrying her? Well, that's mamish. This Gemara. Great story. So that's this Gemara. Now that the Gemara is bringing this because it shows what her kavon is. She tells him, look, you're going to be having a tough life. There's going to be nefesh oivecha. People are going to come to kill you and so on. You need every spus you can get. And then in the end, nefesh adani tzura b'tzura chayim. You're going to need to have a nefesh that shayach to b'tzura chayim. You don't want to get into trouble. So ki having So when she was leaving, she says to Veitiva Hashem L'Adoni after God is good to you. So maybe
then you should remember this little girl, you know. And in the end, when Novel dies 10 days later, he Taka goes and marries her. So says the Gemara, that's what people say. You'll notice that women, that the main thing they're doing is they're talking. While they're talking, they're also weaving, multitasking. So over here, that's exactly what's going on. She's got her little plan. She's talking. It seems to be a nice little goodbye speech. But Lamaisa, she's already wrapped. She's wrapping him up. Of course. And the other way they put it is that Ikade Amrei, others say, there's a saying that fits this very well. Shafil va'azil bar avza. The little goose keeps its head down, right? It's always looking like that. But you'll notice when it keeps its head down, its eyes are looking up. That's the way the women are. Ve'nui mitaifas. She's looking ahead. She's already making sure. No, but okay, yeah, you're a servant and you're this. And but she's got her plans. Yeah. What's the raya that, what's the whole story with Chulda? That she was in a Viyat Yatsiv. Va'yelech Hilkiyah. So they all want to go and find out what is happening with this Megillah that was found here. And so Yoshio sends them to Chulda HaNaviyah. And they come in and they ask her what... the sefer was open to the Torah. So they asked her, what is this all about? So, but meanwhile, it says over there that they went to ask her for her Nevi'ahs. How's that possible? Wait a second. But welcome to Koy Yirmiyo. I mean, Yirmiyo HaNavi was the Navi of that period. That's when he became Navi. It was in the years of Yoshio. So that means that was his main tafkid, and he was the leader of Yisrael. So how is it Shayach Hechenis Navi'i? So how is she making herself available for the Navi is in 5 cents and so on? I mean, the Navi isn't it? Yeah, you can't open up a Navia shop when there's the real Navi that's there.
Oh, but the Navia was real.
She was really in, but it's not the shot that she had in Navia. I mean, obviously, she had a Navia, she can't be Kodesh in Navia. Although, it's interesting that some ask this kasha and say that on an Isha, it's mutter to be Kodesh in Navia. It's crazy, but I mean, there's that friend in that say that. But the point of it is, she didn't have a Navia. They went to ask her to be Mechapes Navia. So what's it? And here it says, before, I mean, I don't know why, the printer always leaves off the most important part of the pasuk. That's the Raya. But anyway, but how is she open for Nevi'ahs? Amrei Bei Rav Mishmei Rav, the Talmidim in the Beis HaMedrash quote Rav as saying that Chulda was a relative of Yirmiyahu, and he wasn't Magban on her, you know, it was a little niece that thing, you know, that's so nice to have your Magban of VM, sure, open up your own little shop. Very nice. He wasn't Magban on her, so there was no din of Bifnei Rabba, so to speak. But does it make sense that Yoshiyahu should send Chilkiyahu HaKohen to Chulda instead of the Yirmiyahu? I mean, mail it, so she put up her sign that Nevi'ah is in. But what is he going to her for when you got the real guy to go to? You got to know who to ask. Exactly. So he needed some rachamim over here. When you read that parsha, it sure don't sound happy. So he figured if he's going to go to Yirmiyahu, the parshas of the Gemara, I mean, there's some who try to dray it, including the Marsha, that asks, so what's an afkamina? A Nevi'ah is a Nevi'ah. So who cares if Noshim are rachamani? He says, well, I can't mean on the Nevi'ah itself. It must mean, since Noshim are rachamani, I'm saying, so therefore she'll be mispal, and so on. And that is... I mean, it's very difficult to get that shot in the Gemara. The Parshas is the way most understand it, is that a Navi, the signon of the Navi, goes according to the brain and the personality of the Navi, obviously. So it's not a coincidence that every Navi sounds like himself. Doesn't sound like God. Right? I mean, even when Shmuel heard the voice of God, it was Eli's voice. It wasn't some other voice. And so that's the point. You have to choose the signon of the Navi. He would have gone to Yirmiyahu. I mean, Yirmiyahu is a pretty tough guy. He's known till today. Jeremiah, good heavens, you only got to for Nevi'ahs. You go to a nice, kind woman, it'll come through in a different way. And once it's pronounced that way, as a nifsvatayim of the Navi becomes a chelik of the gezerah. Rabbi Yochanan says, that's not why. The reason was that Yirmiyahu wasn't there. Yirmiyahu lo havi asam. Yirmiyahu was out of town. If you make the cheshbon of the psukim, you see it must be that he was out of town. Because it was olach lachzir aseret hashvatim, he went to bring back the aseret hashvatim. Because a very strange thing happens. In the closing year of Yoshiyahu, we find that he is in the area of Yisrael, the aseret hashvatim, and he's obviously carrying on as a ruler in that area, and it's settled. So how did that happen? This is 300 years after the Golas of Yoshiyahu, but they got him, they moved. and he's carrying on there as the Melech of Yehuda in the area of the Aseret HaShvatim, dafka at the time after Yirmiyahu became Navi in his reign. So obviously what happened is that Yirmiyahu had brought back a representation, not the entire Golus Aseret HaShvatim, he had brought back a representation of the Aseret HaShvatim, so that they should always be representative of all of the Shvatim in Yisrael. And Yoshiyahu, as we'll see, became king over the entire Klal Yisrael, including those members of the Aseret HaShvatim. And I'll prove it to you. First of all, let me show you that it's definitely so that it must be that they were back, because we find that Yecheskel is making a Nevi'ah during the 11 years between the original Golus of Yehoyachin and the actual Korvos Yerushalayim. So he says over there, Ki Hamocher Ela Mimkar Lo Yashuv. You should know that this is a terrible thing, that the pieces of property that are sold will not be given back. In other words, that Yovel is not going to be working anymore. I mean, Yovel's not going to, for centuries Yovel hasn't been working. Because the din of Yovel is only if you have Koyer Shvei Olea. If one of the Shvatim is missing, there ain't no Yovel. So, it's after Yovel bottle. So you're telling me that the Yovel has been bottled the whole time, and this is the big Nevi'ah of Yecheskel. Oh, you should know, the Yovel will be bottled. Navi Misnavi Elav Shivatel. Ela Melami Chir Miyo Yechazira. Must be that indeed, that same year, the 18th year of Yoshiyahu, when they found the Sefer in the Mishkan. So then they went to Chulda, not Yirmiyahu, because Yirmiyahu wasn't there. Immediately afterwards, we find that Yoshiyahu is in Shomron, and he's saying, Ma Hatzion Halaz Asher Ani Ro'eh. So obviously over there, Rashi says over there, he saw a very strange kever. Now, one side of the kever was covered with beautiful growth and roses and all types of flowers, and the other side of the kever was covered with all types of foreign horses. And it was very clear that something funny was going on. So he had gone there, and when he was going around to be Iker, all of the Avodah Zarah in Yisrael. So he reaches there, and he tells everybody to open the kvorim of the people who were Avodah Zarah, and to burn their remains on the Mizbeach that they worshipped the Baal. And that's what they do. Alamaisa, that was the Nevi'ah of Edo 100 years before. This is 300 years before this Maisa happened. So the people tell him, that kever over there is the kever of the Navi who said that this is going to happen centuries ago. And the reason why it's so weird is because next to him was the Navi that got him eaten by the lion by persuading him that Noah, Kadosh Baruch Hu, would change his mind, decided, yeah, no, you should sit, you should eat something, and so on. Because that ego is killed, this guy gets himself buried next to him because he knew that the other kvarim were going to be open and they would burn the atzomes on the Mizbeach. So you see the simen on the kever, that's why it looks so strange. One side is the Navi Sheker and one side is Edo. Okay, but meanwhile Yoshiyahu is there and he's over there in Beit El. What's he doing in Beit El? So he says, this now takes place in Beit El, where they tell him, ah, this building is the kever Yishar Elohim Asher Bami Yehuda. V'karata dvorim ha'ela Asher asita l'mizbeach b'Beit El. He announced in advance that this day was going to happen. Mati v'Asher Yoshiyahu l'mizbeach b'Beit El. You tell me what in the world Yoshiyahu was doing with the mizbeach in Beit El. Ela melameit Yoshiyahu malach aliyah. Clearly Yoshiyahu now had extended his malchus. Reb Nachman says it's a pasuk. Miocha. Gam Yehuda shos kotzir lach v'shuv yishvut ami. That Yehuda will also now be matzliach and have a malchus when there's a shiva of those who are going into the Golus. That means that there was a representation of Malchus Yehuda over the Aseret HaShvatim. Esther. How do we know that Esther was a Nevi'ah? Dechtiva yi bayom ha-shlishi va-tilbash Esther Malchut. What do you mean? She put on Malchut. How do you put on Malchut? Should say big day Malchut. She put on her royal clothing, Nibayalik. Ella, what it means is that she was mitlabeshet, Buruach HaKedesh, which comes through the Darga, the Sphira of Malchus. This is what the Marsha says. I don't want to tell you that it's so. But so, Ksiv Achavat Tilbash. We see, how do we know that you can put on Nevi'ah and wear it? Ruach HaKedesh, you don't wear. Because we find that you wear a Ruach. Where do we find such a thing? It says, Buruach Lavsha. Here's the Lash of Ruach. Now, this Ruach is not a Ruach of Nevi'ah. Because, I mean, all that happened is Amasai got very high and started saying praises to David HaMelech, but it doesn't necessarily say anything, and we never find him to be one of the Nevi'im. But we see that the concept of being Lovesha Ruach is true, because Amasai was Lovesha Ruach. So when it says, hey, that's beautiful. Wow. That leads directly to the next thing. About women who put on airs. Yeah, I like that. Airs, put on airs. Omar Rav Nachman Lo Yah Yerusha L'Noshim.
for women to put on eretz is not suitable. Because Tarte Nashi Yehiran Havim, we find that there were two women who did put on eretz. Vesanyan Shamayim, because of that they have horrible names. One of them's name is the Bee Lady, and one of the names is the Karkushta, which means the mole. Ziburta, what does it say about the Bee Lady? That's cool though.
Weasel.
That's in my focus, yeah. Exactly what it is. So one of them is called... How do we see that the Bee Lady was stuck up? Because it says, Vatishlach Vatikrala Barak. She demanded that Barak come to see her. She wouldn't go see Barak.
Oh, it's Barak.
That's the Bee Lady. Vilu'i lo azalagabe. But she refused to go see him. And how about the Weasel Lady? Ktivba. When they came and they asked, she said, instead of saying, go tell the Melech, Yoshio, she said, tell the guy who sent you. Come on. So Imru Le'ish lo Amra Imru LaMelech. That's why she has that name. Omrim Nachman Chulda was actually Mibnei Banav Shel Yehoshua Haita. We know that Chulda must have been a descendant of Yehoshua, because it says over here, her name, they call her Chulda Hanaviyah, Eshet Shalom Ben Tikva Ben Charchas. This is Ben Charchas. Charchas sounds very similar to Yehoshua's place, where they buried him, it says, Betinat Cheres, and that was called Gvul Nachalato. So Cheres and Charchas must be the same place. So she came from Yehoshua. Esvei Ravina Saba, Rav Nachman, Ravina Saba, Yasur Nachman, it's a Shmona Nevi'im. Veim Kohanim Yatsum Mirochav Azayna. That there were 8 Nevi'im who were also Kohanim who came from Rochav. And they are Neriah and his son Baruch. And in other words, here we're taking for granted that the ones, the Nevi'im that we know, are also B'nai Nevi'im. Later on, the Gemara is going to ask, how do we know? I mean, we know Baruch ben Neriah was a Navi, but how do we know Neriah was a Navi? And Sariah and Mechasim.
Baruch was a Navi.
Was a Navi, yeah.
Wasn't he told by
how he's not going to get it? Chilkio, Hanamel, Vishalom. So, there's another, including the 4 children, 4 fathers. Says Rabbi Yehuda, Av Chulda Hanaviyah, Mimnei Beneshua Chavazonaita. How do we know that Chulda came from Rocha? Because Ktivaka ben Tikva, Ktivatam et Tikvat Chutashani. So the concept of Tikva relates to Chulda. So how do you say that it was a child of Yoshua? And it says, okay, I mean, it doesn't add up. Omarle, Eina Saba, Padrib Saba, the old eye, you old eye. Some say he called him Patya Uchma, you black pot.
That was a nice term.
It's a term of somebody who's old and shakua and is learning and is already well burned and been on the fire a long time. He says, it also means he doesn't that no longer has the finest clothing and he's a little dirty too. So mini uminach tisayim shemayt. It's a good thing you told me. The two of us think it's no contradiction. Put the two together. It's like this. Rochav Azayna. Obviously, she's the mother of Nevi'im. She was Midgayeret. Then Yehoshua married her. Masva Yehoshua. I said, you're your mother. Mi'avila Zarali Yehoshua. You shouldn't have any kids. It says, Nun Beno, Yehoshua Beno. The story in Divrei Hayamim ends with Yehoshua. Doesn't go any further. Apparently, Yehoshua was the last son of his family. Last son. Boni lo Havila. But Natan Havila. He had daughters. Tosis mentioned earlier, back at the beginning of the Masechta, he brings that the reason that he didn't have any sons was because he had been Mavata. When he took out the Oren, and that's why they were one of the things the Malach was angry at. He's docha that period in the sugya, but meanwhile he brings that point. That's right. So that explains the whole thing. In other words, through his daughters, he had these Nevi'im, but the fathers in Echinami were Kohanim. But Bishlema Inu, I understand. Yirmiyo, Chanamel, I mean, Baruch, Saraya. I mean, it says these were Nevi'im. It says Farish. I mean, the Baruch was the one who was reading the Megillah. And it was, you can easily work it out how they could be from Yehoshua and then no longer be possible Gerim. No? But Inu Mefashi, Avasayumi Nolan, where does it say that the father were Nevi'im? We're assuming over here that all the fathers in Nevi'im also. Wherever you find a Navi mentioned as being saying something from Navi, Saraya ben Mechasa. So we know about Saraya, it says that he's reading. But how do we know that the father was? Because if it doesn't mention anything
about the father that is otherwise biyadua shu navi ben navi. Why is it mentioning his father together with him? To tell you that he's a navi ben navi. But in cases where it only says shemo v'lo shem avi, where it mentions the name of the navi, but not the navi's father, then biyadua shu navi v'lo ben navi. If it says shemo v'shem yiro, some of the navim it mentions the city that he's from. So there biyadua shu miyota yir, it means that he's a navi that comes from that city. If it doesn't mention a specific city, then biyadua shu mirushalayim. Then it's clear that he's from Yerushalayim. That was the default place for Nevi'im to live. That's right. ויוסר המלך הטבע תאום רבי אבא בקן לגדי לעשור הסתבד יויסר מהרבוים ושמיין הנביאים ושבע נביאים שנסתבע במליסרוב שכולם לא יחזירו לבוקתב יילו עשור הסתבוס יחזירו עשון מוקתב תן רבו נרבוים ושמונה נביאים ושבע נביאות מסתבע למביא ישראל ולא פייחסו ולא עשירו אבא שכסו בתור חוץ ויקר בגילה מי דור הוא שוב לוקי ברו ונאום רבי יושב מן קורחו ומאם יעבדו סלחי וסמרין את שירו מביטל החיים לכל שכן יופי הלא נמי נאמר לפי שאין אומר רבי יצחוק לפי שאין אומרים על אל על נשא בחוץ לארץ וואו, יציאס מצרים, דן נשא בחוץ לארץ איך אמרים את שירה? כי לתניה, עד שלא נכנס לישראל לארץ לא קשור כל הארץ עד לא מרשירה מי שנכנס לישראל לארץ לא קשור כל הארץ עד לא מרשירה ומנכון אמר, נא, קריאתה זו, אילו לא, what do you mean? רוב אמר, נא, זה נופי והלא בשלימה אז אמרו, לא עבדי השם ולא עבדי פרו Oh, what are we supposed to say? Alu avdei Hashem, alu avdei Achashverosh, you wish. Akati avdei Achashverosh, anah. So, bein lo rova, bein lo rnakum kash, avatani mishinitra tzularetz, lo ushur kalaretz, lo mar shira. And they're tining that you do, say it, kivin shigalu chozer lakshen harishon. V'tu leka, v'okhti v'yish echad min oram atayim tzofim, and we learned that that's echad min atayim tzofim, shinizdabu lehem nisro. Imi avitu v'avu, kiritanya, הרבה נביאים עמדו להם ליצרוב כפליים כיוצאי מצרים. אבל הנבואה שהוא צריכה לדורות נכתבה, שלא הוא צריכה, לא נכתבה. רב שמואל בר נחמני אמר, אדם הבא משתי רמות צטופות זו את זו. רבי חנינא אמר רבן, אדם הבא מבני אדם שעומדים ברומו של עולם, ומניעו בני קורח, ובני קורח לא מתו. תנא משום רבינו מקום להתבצר להם בגיהנום, ועומדו עליו. שבע נביא אז מניעו. Sora, Miriam, Dvora, Hannah, Vigel, Kulda, Viesta. Sora, the Tiv, Avinu, Kava, Vizka, Romy, Litzra, Gizka, Zisora, Lamadi, Krishma, Iska, Shisachta, Ruach, Akadesh, Shavakola, Shetomara, Elecha, Sarah, Shema, Bekola, Dvora, Heri, Iska, Shako, Sochim, Biofia, Miriam, the Tiv, Atikak, Miriam, and Via, Akot, Aaron, Akot, Aaron, Velo, Akot, Moshe, Omer, Nak, when Amar, Avshaita, Mitnavad, Kishi, Akot, Aaron, ואומרת, עתידה עם מי שתבד בן שירשיית ישראל בשעה שנולד, תתמלא כל הבית כולו אורה, עמד אביה ונשקר על ראשה, אמר לביתי, נתקיימה הנבואתך, כיוון ששליחו על היאור, עמד אביה ותפחה על ראשה, אמר לביתי, נו, איך הנבואתך? היינו דכתיבה תתעצב אחותו מרחוק בדעה, נדעת מה יהיה בסוף נבואתם. דבורה, דכתיב דבורה, אישה נביאה, אשת לפידות. מהי אשת לפידות? שהייתה עושה פיתות מקדש. והיא יושבת תחת התומר, דבורה, מהי שמה תחת תומר דווקא? אומרת שמן אבשלום, משום ייחוד, דבר אחר, מה אתה אומר, זה אינו אלא לב אחד, אף לסור שבאותו הדור לא היה להם אלא לב אחד, לאביהם שבשמיים. חנה דכתיב ותתפלל חנה ותאמר על הצביב השם רמה קרני בהשם. רמה קרני, ספציפיקלי קרני ולא רמה פחי. טוב, ודושלמה שנמשכו בקרן נמשכה מלכותן. שאול ויהו שנמשכו בפח, לא נמשכה מלכותן. אין קדוש כשם כי אין בלתך, אמר רבינו בר מנתק בתך, בלבלותך. שלא כי מידת הקדוש ברוך הוא מידת בשר ודם, מידת בשר ודם מעשה ידיו מבלים אותו. הקדוש ברוך הוא מבלה מעשה ידיו, ואין צור כאלוקינו, אין צייר כאלוקינו. אדם צר צורה וגבי הכותב, ואינו יכול להטיל בו רוח ונשמה, קרביים ובני מאיים, אבל הקדוש ברוך הוא צר צורה בתוך צורה, מתה בו רוח ונשמה, קרביים ובני מאיים. אביגיל דכתיב והיה היא רוכבת על החמור, ויורדת בסתר ההר, בסתר ההר, יורדת מן ההר מבוילי. עומר רבו בשמואל, אליסקי דם הבא מן הסתרים, נטלה דם והראתה לו, אמר לו, what's with you, ומרן דם בלילה? אמרה לו, וחידנים דנפשות בלילה. אמר לה, מורד במלכותו, לא צריך למדייני. אמרה לו, עדיין שהוא קיים ולא יצאתי בך בעולם. אמר לו, ברוך תעמך וברוכה את אשר חיליתן היום הזה, מבוא בדמים, דמים תרתי משהו, אמר שגילת את שוקה, והלך להורה שלוש פרצאות, אמר לה, השמיעי לי, אמר לו, לא תהיה זאת לך לפוקה.
Zot Rafadika Kriti, my new master of Batsheva. And indeed, Babaskat Archiavi, Vaita Nevejadonit Surah, Betsura Chaim. Kiavet Miftra Mine Amrala, Amrale, Veitiv La Shem Ladoni, don't forget me, Vizaharta Tamatecha, Omre Bara, I don't am rich, eat the body shoot a pilcha, Igrami Shofil Viozu Baravza, Berenui Mitaife. Hulda, the Tivayas, Yotan Vahikam Verbo, Huda Nivia. Mamakam de koi Yirmiyahu, Echim it's nave I. Amri be Rav, if the Rav Hulda Krovat Yirmiyahu, Aicha, Velo have a makbid on the Vyoshio Gufe, and Echi Shabak Yirmiyahu, Meshadar le Gabo. Amri be Ve Rabbi Shila, Nibnesha Nashim Rachmaniote. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Yirmiyahu was out of town. Halak lak zira zirat ashvatim. When all the other things come, Mokhirala Mimkar lo Yashuv, I ask you. Efshe yovel boto v'navim mitnavel av shivatel. Ela malamit shir miyo yichzira. V'yoshio ben amon malakam ayam. Tefri vayomer ma atziona la zamar asher ani roe. Vayomer ilo ben sheyagir akev rish elohim. Asher ba miyuda vayikrat advarim ha'eva. Exactly as you did them. Ala mizbeach v'beitel. Now what is Yoshio doing on mizbeach v'beitel? Ela malamit Yoshio malak alayhim. Rav Nachman Amar Miyocha gam yuda shat katsir lach. Beshuvi shavutami Esther dechtiv vayi bayom asher v'shvat. We see an amazing thing from here that if it had been a pinavias that he was marzis and aseres hashvatim, then there would have been no inyan of Yehuda expanding into their territory to take it over. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is crazy. I understand. So it's a riot that the Yirmiyahu brought them back. It's a riot that the goyim were no longer shalit so much in that area, and they naturally expanded. I mean, the union that because it's a golus, we have to leave it as a golus. A very strange thing that a riot is. I mean, maybe it was just, over three centuries. I mean, they retook land and they made it their own. What's the riot that the Rehazaras Hashvatim there? It's really an amazing city. Like they treated it as a gezeira, a whole period of golus and gezeira,
So the Shevet might be limited to its own territory, and that's it, unless you can bring in other...
No, but it could be that it's because of the Inyan of Golas. Like this, we were told, go to Babel and stay there. It's like a Gezerah.
It's a possibility of return, and therefore it should have been left empty.
Unless there was a possibility of return. Esther, the Chetiv, Ahiva Yom HaShlishi, Vatilbash, Esther Malchut. Well, what's this Malchut? Big Day Malchut, you mean? No, must mean shalov shita ruach hakodesh krivach vatilbash ruach lavshat amasai. Om Rav Nachman lo yai yiruto lanashi. In fact, tarti nashi here I savian the sanyan shemayu chadash ma ziburta vechadash ma karkushta. Yeah, ziburta k'tiva vatishlach vatikala varak vilu i lo azor agabe and karkushta k'tiv ba imru leish v'lo amra imru lemelach. Om Rav Nachman Chulda Mibnei Bonav Shor Yehoshua Haitav Tivacha Ben Charchas Tivacha Ben Timnat Cheres Eitz Ve'Ravena Sabal Rav Nachman Shmona Nevi'im Ve'im Kohanim Yatsu Mirachav Azona Ve'Elohim Neiria Boruch Sarayim Bakasir Mi'el Kilkia Chanamel V'Shalom Rav Yudah Omer Av Chulda Nevi'im Mibnei Bonav Shor Rachav Azona Haitav Tivacha Ben Tikva Tivacha Ben Tikva Tkut Hashani Om Alay Ah Eina Sabar Zem 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 Partia Uchma Miniu minach tistayim shmaitata. Diigarya v'nasva Yoshua. Mi avile zarele Yoshua. Tiv nun meno. Yoshua v'no. Aboni lo avile. V'natan avile. So bishle ma'ino mifreshe elavatayu. Minolan kedi ula. Diomar ula. Kol makom sheshmo v'shem aviv b'neviyut. B'yadu ha'shu navi ben avi. Shmo v'lo shem avi bidu shem avi v'o ben avi. Shmo v'shem iro mefurash kidu shem yotayir. Shmo v'lo v'shem iro v'yadu ha'shu nirushalayim.